This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 561, Set a Course, Argus. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I am your host, Medros, and with me I have Toasty. How you doing, Toasty?
Doing pretty good. How you doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right. And of course, we also have Fandeth. How you doing, Fan?
Hello.
So, Fan, how was your week in WoW?
That was like a week ago. Raided again. Tuesday. I think we cleared all the way up to and including Maiden.
That's correct.
So, that was awesome. And then, so Friday we had all night on Avatar. And we actually killed Avatar. So... hardcore casuals is now 8 of 9 heroic in Tomb of Sargeras. So we just have Kil'jaeden left, really. This week is going to be a more quiet week because we're not raiding on Tuesday because of other obligations that other people have. But
and patch day.
Well, and yeah, spoiler alert. Tomorrow's patch day. So I didn't really log in very much through the rest of the week. Not really had time through the weekends, just doing stuff around the house. So it's been quiet for me, but raiding was fun. How about you, Toasty?
It was a pretty quiet week. I did the first three bosses in Tomb of Sargeras on Tuesday. And then leveled up multiple tunes. I rolled a new Death Knight. So I've been having fun with that. I'm not sure what spec I'm going to roll with on him yet. Right now he's spec'd blood, because that's what I know. But I don't know if I'm going to end up sticking with that. Leveled up my paladin a bit more. And by a bit more, I mean one more level. So it is now a level 7 paladin. I got sick of it real quick, though. So I stopped that nonsense. Leveled up my mage a bit more, and my hunter, and my shaman, and my monk. I think I got a level each on all of those. It was very, like, all over the place in terms of WoW playtime for me this week. And then I didn't get to do too much WoW on the weekend. It was, like, lots of family stuff. It was my sister's birthday this weekend, so... yeah, I didn't leave a lot of time for WoW or... gaming really in general. It's kind of sucked. It was very like away from my computer kind of weekend, and I was not a fan of that. I did get a chance to like check out all the stuff from Gamescom, and some of that stuff was real cool. Like the cinematics for Overwatch was top notch. I really enjoyed that May short, and the Junkrat cinematic, like that little mini cinematic that we got before Gamescom, that was really cool too. And what's up with Hearthstone getting an animated short? Are they just going to put animated shorts out for all their IPs now? Like, I'm not going to complain if they do that. Because that was really cool. But it's been a while since we've seen one for StarCraft, Blizz. You know, give me something there. Because StarCraft would be really cool. Yeah, and I just enjoyed a bunch of the other Gamescom stuff, which I'm sure we're going to talk about later on in the show.
Oh, I'm sure we're not going to talk about that at all. No big deal. I'm sure we're not going to talk about that at all. It's nothing big at all.
Nah. What about you, Medros? What did you get up to this week?
Didn't do much at all in WoW this week. I actually missed like two straight instances of the treasure cave. Free key, or cheap key, I guess, on almost all my tunes. I'm really feeling like the number of tunes I have is too many. I know, shocking. But the only thing I can think of to do is to drop the extra paladin, druid, and monk. And I don't know that I want to. So I don't know what I'm going to do there.
I fully endorse dropping the extra paladin.
I would tell you what you can do with that, but we are a family show, so I won't.
Well, not during the show anyway. I'm sure you'll have words for me in the post-show.
Of course, I always have one or two.
They're usually expletives, guys, and it hurts my feelings. I end up crying in the corner, it's a whole thing.
That never happens. Not that I'm here anyway. but yeah, I didn't really do too much. And I kind of feel like on a lot of my tunes, I'm kind of feeling burned out. I basically make sure they have enough stuff for doing their missions. But even those, I don't feel like I'm doing my tunes justice, which I do feel bad about. Not bad enough to do something about it, but I do feel bad about it. So, you know, it's a start. But yeah, it just at this point, I'm like not really feeling the logging in every day. If my tunes had a voice to talk to me, they'd probably be very upset with me, I think. However, I am excited for what's coming in 7.3. Much like a lot of the stuff that happened in previous patches this expansion, I will do only the required stuff on most of my characters. And then if I have time at some point, I will get others caught up. But I'm not, you know, planning to do a lot in that regard, I don't think. So yeah, really didn't do much exciting. Saturday I was out most of the day, or the early part of the day I was out doing a Pokemon event that I was leading, and then in the evening my parents were over. They're heading back to Mexico tomorrow morning, so they were over to grab a bite to eat with us, and yeah, it's just been a relaxing few days. Not a lot of World of Warcraft in there, so.
I find it interesting that you're now getting burnt out on the work, on like doing all the order hall stuff and just all the stuff on your alts. Because I've had a couple conversations with different people just about how they're feeling about the game right now. And what I'm noticing has come up in the past couple of days is that just now people are starting to feel like, you know, there's other stuff I could be doing. I'm feeling a little burnt out at this point. And I think, you know, knowing that and knowing the timing of when we're getting the patch, I mean, I realize that this is just a small sample size, but all these people that I've talked to, they've been expressing these feelings just very recently, like within the past week or so. So, considering that and considering when we're getting patch 7.3, I mean, that's pretty good timing, I think. You know, people are starting to get burnt out, and oh, look at that, there's new stuff to do. It's almost like, you know, they like, I don't know what the logic was behind this very rigid 77-day release schedule, but it seems to be doing its job for a lot of people, at least from my point of view and from what I've experienced.
I was going to say we should almost set the show title to 11-week burnout or something like that.
I think for me the burnout was around week 9. Of this current patch, but I was already feeling burned out by trying to level my tunes through Broken Isles before, you know, even the current patch. So it hasn't, I mean, we really been on the broken shore for really 22 weeks as of tomorrow, because we got there at 7.2 and we've had 7.5, it's 2.5 since then. It's really hard to quantify, you know, when the burnout kicked in. It was definitely not, let's say, it was definitely not smart to have so many tunes going to this expansion, but we've had a couple expansions that were fairly alt-friendly, and that made it easy in those expansions to do it. I really feel like Blizzard is trying to encourage more focused gameplay.
And I mean, yeah, you started to feel the burnout a couple weeks ago in terms of in terms of all your alts maintenance and stuff like that. And some of the people I'm talking to, they're very much the raider type. Their game is doing the raiding stuff and progressing for that raiding stuff. And I think that's helped extend the content a little bit for them, just because, yeah. So 7-2, for 7-1, we got a bunch of new content, and 7-1-5 came, and then we got access to the Nighthold raid. And then 7-2 came, there's a bunch of new content again. And then 7-2-5, we got the raid. So, for people of that mindset, of the raiding mindset, I think there's a good pace of content that's available to them. And yeah, it sucks for the people who don't have, who aren't, you know, pursuing that raiding content. But, I mean, that's where stuff like alts comes into effect, and clearly that's what you've been doing with that extra time. And I'm sure other people have been doing that too, just because there's a bit... I mean, it's not as alt-friendly as it could be, absolutely, but there are some mechanics there that allow us easier times when bringing those alts up to snuff.
I do like there's going to be a lot of catch-up mechanics coming in this next patch. But yeah, my week, not a lot of World of Warcraft. I don't know that I'll be playing a lot of Warcraft in the coming week either. It's actually fairly ironic, because the time that I would have normally been putting into WoW is going to raiding in another game, which is hilarious to me.
Hey, you do you, man. You're having fun with that, so keep doing that. You gotta diversify and not put all your time into one game, otherwise that burnout hits that much faster. That's why I play Overwatch so much.
And, like, I have, you know, felt burnout in Pokemon Go. Especially when they are making decisions that I really didn't agree with. It's such a different way of playing. Like, I can play it on the bus, and I get what I need to do every day done. If I don't want to do more, I don't. Like, yesterday I did absolutely almost no Pokemon Go at all, because for 4 hours on Saturday, I was go, you know, one thing to the next, and I really didn't feel like doing any more. For the weekend. So it's really cool to have that as something I can do that is kind of a different kind of gaming than what I've been doing for the last 12 years. Almost 13 now. Because September is 13 years for me.
Oh my god. 13 years. WoW's a teenager.
Dude, I'm not too far off from my WoW time being an adult.
That's impressive.
Yep, it is. Well, okay, I can definitely tell you some people who would not think that's very impressive. Several of them being related to me, but I'm rather happy with it, so I'll take it.
Hey, all things considered, I mean, what, you invested $15 a month for that much entertainment? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I have over 2 years of playtime.
There you go.
Whew.
See, 2 years of playtime, $15 a month over the past 13 years? I'd say that's well worth the money.
I agree. But, yeah, so not a lot of WoW time this week. But, yeah, maybe once things settle out for Argus, and I have a chance to, like, get a feel for what Argus is going to hold, we'll see what's happening. So I'm sure that our week in WoW is going to be pretty small and pretty short. Not really a lot to talk about, so let's take care of that quick, shall we?
You're absolutely right. It's pretty skinny because, well, guess what? It's still August. It's not September yet. So this week in WoW is, from tomorrow through September 4th, is going to be the Cataclysm Time Walking. Starting this coming Sunday, which is September 3rd through the 9th, is going to be our monthly Dark Moon Fair. And, yeah, there's a patch coming next week. Yes, tomorrow.
Just correcting, it's not next week, it's tomorrow.
Well, yeah. Absolutely tomorrow. So that's really it for this week in WoW. Next week, we'll cover this month in WoW, I'm sure.
Alright. Well, let's talk about our first story, shall we? So, Trade Chat, the ever... intriguing video YouTuber, Twitch. I'm not even sure what to describe her as anymore. She does so many different things.
YouTuber.
Okay. she has an interview up with Ian Hazzacostas, and there's some interesting highlights of it. Apparently, there's a pretty decent story quest system in patch 7.3. Leading us through the story of Argus and so on. They did point out the catch-up mechanics I mentioned. It'll be good, I think, to have the catch-up tokens, because followers getting them up to the right level has been a real pain this expansion. You don't really get a lot of tokens once you have a follower at a certain level. Any followers that are then at that point not at that level really just can't be very helpful. And it's really sucked. I'm also looking. He also mentioned the relic stuff. There's the ability to stockpile any relics you have so far. You can use those in the Nether, like Crucible. I'm not sure how that's going to work, because I have a lot that I have saved up and that are sitting on different characters. And apparently, the Lucid Nightmare, a mount, is going to be available at 7.3's launch, but nobody knows where. So that'll be very interesting.
The drop off of Hogger.
Yep.
It's a Hogger drop, guys. Just keep killing him. We'll be fine.
Yep. It's just such a hard kill right there. Did you guys watch the interview?
I did. When it went live. So this was, what, almost a week ago? So I don't remember a lot of it. I'm basically going off of the highlights found over on Wowhead at this point.
That relics note makes me really sad, because I've been selling my relics like crazy as I get them. So I might have to use the item restoration to buy them back.
Yeah, I've been getting rid of a lot of them too, but I think that's just because, like, I have better relics. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to keep those then.
Yeah.
Have you been vendoring them, Van, or have you been...
Yes, just vendoring.
Okay. Well, maybe you'll get some of them back and they can be put to better use.
We'll see what happens, what the Netherlight Crucible looks like. That doesn't unlock till week 4, though, right?
Yes.
Or week 3, something like that.
I was just looking at this. You have to
do dailies for a couple weeks.
The Netherlight Crucible unlocks...
Junk says week 3.
Oh, you know what? I completely forgot to mention something I did last week.
Huh?
What you do?
Completely not related to the game at all. I went to Guns N' Roses.
How was that?
That was a really good show. I really enjoyed it.
I heard some stuff on the radio station this morning about Slash and some of his antics and dramatics while he was here, including using a limo to go to each and every hotel to try to find a mattress that he liked to offer to buy it to take to his hotel at the Fairmont, only for them to say no. And so he actually slept in his trailer the whole time.
Didn't hear that. But the show was really awesome. I really enjoyed seeing them. I probably wouldn't even have tried to go if it wasn't for the fact that it was the original, most of the original band back together. Yeah. Seeing Slash and Axel in concert was awesome.
That would be pretty cool. But
that is not at all World of Warcraft related, so just wanted to say it. It was awesome.
Back to the interview. What I found interesting is that Antorus is the last big raid of Legion, but they didn't say it was the final one. But on the same note, Ian also said that it was unlikely that there'd be a small Ruby Sanctum style raid, but there's apparently more story to tell in Legion, which is interesting. So what's going to happen after the big raid? There's no big raid after Legion, after Antorus, and there's no small Ruby Sanctum type raid. What kind of content are we going to be getting after that?
Nothing. The world's going to end.
More scenarios.
I guess. But, I don't know. I'm interested to see what kind of stuff is going to be there.
But maybe there'll be a medium raid.
Like a Trial of Valor style raid?
Yeah.
That's possible. That was a pretty good filler type thing.
Way better than Ruby Sanctum. Although...
I never got to read Ruby Sanctum, so I have no complaints about it.
Trial of Valor was the... What was Trial of Valor?
That was the one with Odin, the big dog thing in Helia. Three boss deal.
Sorry, I was thinking Grand Crusader, which was kind of... Or Trial of Crusader, which was...
I mean, that's filler. A while ago.
Yeah. That was Cataclysm, but... It was... Wrath? Yes, Wrath. But it was filler like Ruby Sanctum was. Except slightly more.
And it was the raid everybody wanted, because there was no trash. And then they actually got it, like, oh, never mind, this sucks.
Yeah, when you run it 4 times a week.
That's right, because it wasn't shared lockouts back then.
Nope.
So like 10 normal, 10 heroic, 25 normal, 25 heroic. That would suck.
I did it.
Junks, the Lich King is not going to ride Sindragosa into Stormwind. First of all, Sindragosa is deader than dead. Actually, that's it. That's all I got. There's no second of all. A revived Sindragosa, so it's going to be like a lich, like a zombie dragon. I don't buy it, not for a minute. Okay, Ridzian, yeah, okay, technically Onyxia was, but you know what? Let's not get into that, okay?
But why not? It's important.
Because
topics.
Reasons.
Okay. So moving along for reasons, then. And apparently not much else.
Yeah, so moving on. So, 7-3 is going to be a thing tomorrow. Tomorrow being August 29th. It was announced exactly 6 days from this recording ago. Because, you know, they like to do that now. Where they don't give us much notice. I'm okay with it, though. I mean, we got the hints, obviously, but whatever. So anyway, 7-3 comes with a whole host of new content and features. First of all, Argus. Yeah, that's going to be a thing, hence the road trip. So, we're going to be boarding the Vindicar, a Draenei vessel that's going to take us to Argus, and the Vindicar will act as our mobile base of operations. Along with 7-3 and a lot of its Argus content, we're going to be seeing something called Invasion Points. Because Azeroth is not the only world connected to Azeroth. Azeroth is not the only world connected to Argus. So on Argus, you're going to unlock the ability to enter portals, very much like Diablo 3's portals, to enter worlds that the Burning Legion is currently trying to invade. There you'll complete an event or defeat a boss to earn rewards. There's also going to be a new dungeon called the Seat of the Triumvirate. I believe that doesn't launch until the third week of 7-3. That's a 5-boss dungeon, home to the former Seat of Power where Velen, Archimonde, and Kil Jaeden kind of ruled over their people. And there's a bunch of story there as well. So, there's also going to be Argus World Quests, there's going to be further artifact customization via the Netherlight Crucible, a bunch of casters receive new combat animations and sound effects, so those specs will be all 3 mage specs, all 3 priest specs, elemental and resto shamans, and resto druids. There's going to be, as mentioned before, there's going to be new class hall stuff specific to champions and missions. The loot level for the dungeons going forward will be as follows. Normal dungeons will drop 845 item level, heroic will be 865, and mythic will drop 885. The mythic keystones are going to scale up to a maximum item level of 915 in the dungeon and item level 935 in the weekly chest, both capped at Mythic Keystone 10. This cap will increase to Mythic Keystone 15 at a future date.
So, Toasty, this is what I was talking about in the pre-show. If you do Mythic 10 or higher this week, then your chest will have a 935 item in it tomorrow.
Okay, well, after the show, I'm going to find a Ma 10. Yeah, that'll work.
I struggled so hard trying to find a Mythic Plus that was 10 or higher today. I think I got rejected for like 3 or 4, maybe 5 groups.
Oh, lame.
But I have a plus 11, I think 11, maybe more key now. I don't know which, but I have.
If it's Ma, we'll have to talk. What else is coming in 7.3? Reading with Leashes. We got a new achievement for that. Reading with Leashes 5, Cuticlism. As you may have guessed, it's going to be dedicated to the raids released in Cataclysm, so Blackwing Descent, Bastion at Twilight, Throne of the Four Winds, Firelands, and Dragon Soul. There are 18 boss pets. Oh wait, no, sorry. I'm reading something else. There's also 18 new pets scattered across Argus, and they'll have a new set of abilities that we haven't really seen at all. So, for you pet collectors, that's something fantastic. Professions are also seeing an update with 7.3. So there's going to be new gathering nodes for herbalism and mining. There's new material types for skinning and tailoring. And there's a new soulbound regent, the Primal Sargerite. All the professions are seeing new items that can be crafted, as well as a new shoulder enchant that provides materials specific to Argus. There's also, like, some new fishing stuff. 6 NPCs have emerged in the world of fishing. So, fishing your thing, go track down those NPCs. I'm not going to pretend to know what those changes are, because I still haven't capped fishing, and it's been, 8 years. I don't think I'm capping that anytime soon. What else was there? There are some changes to some achievements. 4 of the achievements that related to tabards have been changed so that you no longer have to equip the tabards to get the achievement. You just get the achievement when you acquire them.
And that's related to the tabards being in your dressing room type thing, right?
I believe so. I'm not entirely sure. What else is there? Artifact knowledge. We all start at level 41. Yay. I'm not entirely sure if that applies only to capped tunes. I assume so, but maybe. It doesn't specify here.
I think so. That kind of seems to be implied in anything anybody's talked about, so unfortunate for tunes that you don't have that are max level.
And as usual, with every patch release, there's a whole host of balance changes to the various classes. Look at the patch notes to find your relevant class. Also, there was one other thing. The pet UI has seen an update. Similar to the mount, the mount panel where you can summon a random favorite mount, there's going to be an option to summon a random favorite pet. So, if you like running around with pets, but you can't choose, let the game do it for you. I think that's about it. I mean,
I never run with pets. I really should have pets out all the time.
I run with them when I remember.
That might be a 7.3 goal, and maybe Junks can hold me to that.
Well, there's a button now. It'll make it a lot easier for you.
Yeah.
I usually run with Winston if I remember it. And I use the biscuits to make him huge. It gives all Primal Ragey, and it drops his shield, and I'm like, what the hell is this blue dome? Oh, right, I have Winston out.
Some of these notes kind of reminded me of my week in WoW. I ran Dragon Soul on maybe my Warlock, maybe my DK, something like that. Spine of Deathwing is hard. Oh my god. Well, it's not really hard, but it requires some focus where you have to go left, then right, then left, then right, then left, then right.
It's a tedious fight to solo.
Yeah. And then I did, just for fun, I did the Ice Crown Citadel because I wanted to get Marigar's axe for my DK, but that didn't happen, so I might start doing that every week now because I really want that. And
is that Brintrol? That from
there? Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice looking axe. I have that on my warrior.
It's so awesome. Oh,
Pepe no, achievements. No drugs. Would... No Pepe achievements. Bad. Bad.
I would do Pepe achievements.
Oh, man. No, Julie Junks, you know, you clearly missed some episodes because my disdain for Pepe knows no bounds.
So when's this way that Toshi's going to run with Pepe out the entire time? I'd like to be there for that.
What's that?
Nothing. Just talking to you. You'll do, that's all. No big deal. Nothing you need to worry about.
Okay. Anything in particular you're looking forward to with this whole host of new stuff being put in? Either of you, go nuts.
Nothing too exciting for me, honestly. A lot of it, I want to see how it's going to feel once it's actually like in front of me, because it's hard to adequately judge something without actually like being able to get a good idea for it. So
that's fair. What about you, Fen?
I'm very much in the court of it feels like it's too soon, where I haven't done a whole bunch of stuff for 7.3 or 7.2, 7.25, but I think that's just me kind of slowing down a bit. And I mean, I don't really play alts, although I really wish that I did, because way back in the day I had alts decently geared and I had all of them at max level. So I mean, by decently geared, I'd mean like raid finder gear, but when you're trying to gear out 10 people, then kind of raid finder is the best you can do. It'll be fun, but I'm not necessarily super looking forward to it because there's still stuff that I can do. So we'll see. We'll see tomorrow.
That's fair. I, for one, am looking forward to the artifact knowledge thing, because my priest is getting close and I was not looking forward to having to farm up those order hall resources. I know it's only 1,000, but I have 79 right now. So,
wow.
Yeah. I'll take the free 41 artifact knowledge.
That makes sense. It makes a lot of sense right there.
Alright, so, we talked about 7.3. Fan, what do we need to do to prepare for it?
All the things and nothing at the same time.
Okay, that's not overly helpful. Let's try and expand a little bit.
So, like you mentioned, like Medros mentioned, saving relics for the Netherlight Crucible, which I have not been doing, which means when that comes out, I might have to go back and use my restore feature to restore that. Hopefully it's up, because a couple months ago I had to use the restore to restore items that mysteriously disappeared. I guess I accidentally sold them when you were doing EN, Emerald Nightmare. Stockpile your order resources. So you want to have probably about 2,500 to buy new troops, or recruit new troops, rather, for the new missions. So there's going to be a new level cap for followers, new legendary equipment, and, like I said, new types of troops as well. Then if you have professions that can make use of it, you can save Blood of Sargeras. Actually, that's for the alchemists to make primal Sargerites. What else? Save Obliterum, because you'll be able to level your items higher than currently with the primal Obliterum, which you get from the Obliterum. You can trade it in. What else? There's new mounts, so save some gold for that.
Some gold? That's like 500,000 gold for one of them.
That's okay. I can almost afford one of them on two tunes.
I can afford between four of them.
Between two tunes or just on each of those two tunes?
Almost on each of those two tunes. My Laughing Skull character has 400,000 or so, and my Dalaran character has 450 or so.
I have 178. Although my crafting professions are not so good right now.
Now, this is going to be kind of too late for anybody that's listening on the download, but like we were talking in pre-show, spend all of your Legion Fall War supplies. Because in 7.3, you won't get the Legion Fall Recompense.
Recompense.
Which is recommends? Okay, I don't know. I can't pronounce things. So that means no more chances for legendaries or nether shards or whatever else came in those. I can't remember everything that came in those. Sadly, I just started the Elite Strike quest for the 500 Legion Fall War supplies today. So that's kind of going to be a waste for me, but I don't know. I guess I'll still get rep for that, so yeah. What else? All emissaries will reset with the release of patch 7.3, so complete everything and get a fresh bunch on patch day, but I have three and I'm not going to finish those, so I don't care about that. I think the Mage Tower is going to stay up, so that's still available for everybody. I still need that cheater ring that slows people so that I can do those really easily. Legendary ring, sorry.
I still need to get good.
For this ring, though, you don't even have to be good. You can just get the ring and win.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like.
That's nice for the Warlocks. I'm a warrior.
Yeah.
I don't have that option. I just need to get good. I'm not sure that's going to happen anytime soon.
Ahead of the Curve is still available. It'll go away when the new raid opens up, which won't be until 7.35. So we still have time. We still have hope. Yeah, really, that's all I can think of. Do you guys have anything that I missed?
Just a reminder to everybody that the requirements for your third relic unlock, it's going away, as well completing the Broken Shore to get the concordance. Artifact knowledge research is also going away, so don't worry about any of those three, basically.
That's a good point.
Good, because that's all I have to say about that.
Alright then. You covered pretty much all the stuff that that I would make note of, anyway.
Oh, and Junks just mentioned in the chat to knock out Mythic 10, or Plus 10, which we had talked about a little bit earlier, because you get the 935 item in your weekly chest if you do Plus 10 or not. If you do Plus 10 before the patch, you get it. So hopefully I get something good.
That'd be nice. Alrighty then. So, anybody out there who currently runs Windows XP or Windows Vista, first my question is, why?
Funny story, my cousin, what was Vista called, their code name in development?
Longhorn.
Yeah. So my cousin calls Vista Windows Retirement Home for some reason.
Oh yeah, I get it, Vista. Like I feel,
yeah,
because it wasn't the retirement community that George's parents went to called like Buena Vista or something like that.
Maybe.
Anyway, Vista is kind of the thing I associate with retirement homes in my head. So I guess I understand that logic.
Yeah, I can see it.
Anyway, what about XP and Vista?
If you are running those, again, first off, why? Next, those will be no longer supported. It looks like the plan is, I think, 7.3 or very, very soon anyway. Those basically support for those in World of Warcraft is going away. I would recommend Windows 7 if you haven't got it yet. You know, there's lots of options out there. Keep your options open, but definitely want people to upgrade their systems.
you can't be enjoying this game if you're running those two operating systems. Like, you need better. You treat yourself. Give yourself a new computer. Give yourself a Windows 7 system. You'll be happy. You won't have to worry about Windows 10 and all the crap that it provides you.
What's wrong with Windows 10?
All the crap that it provides you?
It's not a Mac. It's beautiful.
Yeah, if you don't like choice.
I have lots of choice.
yeah, like so the choice not to have a Mac.
Anyways, moving along. But yes, much like Windows, support for Microsoft for those versions is going away.
Support for those have gone away quite a while ago from Microsoft, so they're not going to be supporting XP since like a year ago, so it's better to move up 7 or 10 even.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Windows 7, though.
For sure. So, if you are running those versions, you need to upgrade soon. You don't have no choice anymore. Sorry. But there's lots of great options out there. Mac, OS, Windows 7. I mean, if you really like the pain, Linux.
Sorry, you said great choices and Mac OS. That doesn't really add up.
Uh-huh.
Eek. Is that tiger or lion or turtle?
I'm just Liger. Not going there.
Liger.
Anyways. Alright, let's move along.
Yeah, so speaking of upgrading, for those of you who haven't joined the Cult of Legion, now's a good opportunity to do so, because right now you can get both the Standard Edition and the Digital Deluxe Edition for $20 cheaper than they normally are. So, Standard is, right now, $29.99. That's $20 down from the $49.99 price point. And $49.99 for the Digital Deluxe. That includes all the digital goodies that you get with the Digital Deluxe that I can't remember off the top of my head. So, that's $49.99, and it's regularly priced at $69.99. Keep in mind, this is US dollars, so... Yeah, sorry, Canada. I mean, we're used to that, though, right?
Yeah.
So both of these editions come with that free level 100 boost. So if that's something that you're interested in, absolutely hop in and get that stuff. Yeah, come join us. Legion's been a lot of fun, and now's the perfect time to do it.
For sure. For sure. For sure.
To end.
Very good.
I was going to answer Junks' question. I always get the deluxe. I do the physical version, though. I like having boxes on my shelf. That's just me, though.
Yeah, not really commenting on Windows 10, because we all have our opinions. I don't like Windows 10. That's all there is to it. All right, so next up, our sponsor for this week is, of course, the great folks over at Audible. And in honor of the end of Season 7 of Game of Thrones, our book pick this week is one of the books from the series. This is Clash of Kings, and it was basically the only sample I could find that did not have a swear within the one-minute duration I looked for. So let's listen to a bit of a sample of that.
He did not mind. Someone must take his place, and sooner than he would like. He let the younger man settle himself behind his books and papers.
Go bring her. It is ill to keep a lady waiting.
He waved a hand, a feeble gesture of haste from a man no longer capable of hastening. His flesh was wrinkled and spotted, his skin so papery thin that he could see the web of veins and the shape of bones beneath. And how they trembled, these hands of his that had once been so sure and deft. When Pylos returned, the girl came with him, shy as ever. Behind her, shuffling and hopping in that queer sideways walk of his, came her fool.
So that again is A Clash of Kings, book 2 of the Song of Ice and Fire. That is, of course, written by George R. R. Martin, and I believe it's Roy Dotrice who reads that. You can find that and over 180,000 other titles over at bit.ly/ATA2017. And we thank Audible for sponsoring the show. All right. Now it is time
for question of the week. I remembered this week. Aren't you proud?
Yeah.
All right, so what was the question of the week?
All right, the question of the week for last week was, what other themes would you insert into the Trial of Style? And WookieBH says, the Gazlo Challenge. Dress yourself in metal and rocks and as many spikes as you can possibly fit. I as a warrior, wholeheartedly agree with that.
Theme. But isn't that essentially just warriors wear your normal gear?
Yep, I'm okay with this.
Well, then there should be a Holy Light one, if that's what you call fair. Scary Scott says, though, maybe it's not what it looks like theme, where you'd look like another class.
Frasley said, best holiday mog. Allow holiday transmog items to be used during Trial of Style. That's a really cool idea. Kay Madison said, not themes, but groupings for queues, unless you have six. Getting 4 to 5 guildies against you is BS. Also, deserter debuff added.
Yeah, that would suck. I would not be a fan of that.
Eh, it's not that big a deal.
I mean, yeah. I can see where the problems would come up.
Losing out on rolls, raids, because you beat your raid leader in a transmog challenge, perhaps? I don't know.
No, what he's saying is that he doesn't want people to be grouping up for queues unless you have a full group of six. Because people are queuing up with 4 to 5, and they're all guildies, so you're on one out. Odds are you're probably not winning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then if you leave it, you get a deserter debuff. Also not fun.
I can definitely understand that. All right, so next week's question is, did you accomplish your 7.2 goals? What goals do you have for 7.3? Did you guys accomplish your goals?
Yeah, I did.
What were they?
I didn't have goals.
Oh.
Play WoW.
Not a bad goal.
I have not accomplished my goals. Looking ahead of the curve, and obviously we don't have that yet. Soon. Hopefully before 735. I'm sure it won't be a problem.
Cool.
As for goals for 7.3, that hideous mount with the five faces, I want it. I mean, I know I have to do mythic, but I have to farm gold to buy a run. I'm going to do it. I need it in my life.
Such an ugly mount.
I know, that's why I need it.
Farm mythic of the raid or just the dungeon?
I'm pretty sure it's mythic, the mythic raid.
Oh.
Because I know the heroic, like the moose mount of this expansion is that purple Stormcrow thing.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure like the mythic only drop is that 5-faced monstrosity.
Okay.
That again I need in my life. Let's just let me have it.
Well, there's always 8-0, you can get it in next expansion.
Yeah, but then it's not a guaranteed drop.
True.
Although I honestly don't remember where that drops from or how much of a, like if it's a guarantee or not. I assume it is. What about you, Medros? Your goals? Any new ones?
Goals for 7.2 was get all my characters through all the stuff on the Broken Isles, I guess? Broken Shore, there you go. So basically get all my characters through that, successful on that. I did not get successful on getting all my characters to Concordance. I have one character that is not to Concordance yet, but is so close that I can, like, taste it. So, who knows what that'll hold, but here's hoping for lots of good stuff. As for 7.3, have fun. That's what I want to do. That's my goal.
That's a pretty good goal.
Absolutely.
I'll try to have good goals for stuff. But other than that, not really a lot of goals. I've pretty thoroughly avoided the patch notes or the PTR notes for this one. Simply because I want to be surprised. And I think I am succeeding at that so far. So.
Waiting. Yeah, I definitely spoiled myself. Oh well.
It happens to the best of us. All right. So, shout outs. Fan.
So my shout out is going to be to Jess, aka Merlin from Dalaran, Aqua from Stormrage, Celebi from Darkspear, and actually also Necrobius or Kessick from Dalaran as well. First three ran Mythic Plus 6 Darkheart Thicket with me, and then 9 Eye of Ashara, and then 11 Neltharion's Lair. So that I actually had something that was higher than Mythic Plus 10 this week, so that I get a really nice piece of gear hopefully tomorrow. And that was all today in the hour before the show.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm gonna give a shout out to my sister. It was her birthday this weekend, so happy birthday.
My shout out is going to go to the people who run the local raid Discord chat. It helped a lot of people get some really cool stuff on the weekend, so I was really happy that that existed. Completely not all World of Warcraft related, and I never said they had to be, because I'm sure that there are some people on the show who have done hockey players as their shout out.
No,
they gave you a shout out on Facebook yesterday or today for running that group, didn't they?
I'm not in the Facebook group, so.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they did.
I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun. So I was glad to be able to help some people get some stuff they hadn't seen before.
I still haven't seen the legendary, just saying.
I'm sure you've seen them, just not captured any or even fought any.
Yeah.
You haven't done any raids, clearly, so. Or you've done raids, just not many, because you've done a raid with me and we failed.
Not legendary ones, but.
Right.
I think there was a legendary raid like a 5-minute walk from our office last week that I just never bothered to go to.
There have been for the past, well, ever since legendary raids came out.
Yeah. You know, guys, in order to participate in legendary raids, you actually need to go to legendary raids.
It's kind of like WoW raids.
Yeah, but then I gotta socialize with people, and I'm not so
you
good
could
with that.
Just do a Japanese style one where there's nobody talking and everybody's just killing.
I mean, I guess. I have all the Pokemon I need. I'm good.
But you do know Lugia is going away, right?
It's okay, I have 4 of them.
Oh. In Pokemon Go?
Nope.
Oh. Okay, then. Alright, then. Well, I guess that's about it. I will not be here next week. So these two guys will be here. If they want to find a guest host, they can. Their call. And I will see you guys in 2 weeks. So let's do our intro, shall we?
Alright, so if you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com, and if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at allthingsaz, Medros is at Medros, Fandeth is at Fandeth, I'm at ToastyPostyCan, and you can find the network over at Dawnforge. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
All right, we'll be back next week. They'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of the beginning of the long wait to the end of winter.
And 37 days until hockey season.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2017. Find us online at thedawnforge.com.